Hey, what's going on? What's happening, guys?
Go!
Dude.
We're here with the...
Lamar.
Lamar.
Hello.
Dude, they
Lamar James. What do you call you?
Lamar Joe.
Lamar Joe. Shout out to my goobies. Yeah. Your host for this evening, Lamar Joe. Here comes Lamar.
Yeah. He called me something completely different the first thing. He was like, Justin Josephs or something.
Yeah, he was just taking shots.
Yeah.
I tried to go up to the piece of paper and where your name, they actually wrote it down. Yeah. And I went up and tried to put Lamar Joe on it again. But.
He fucked with him again last show.
Really?
He called him something else again.
Yeah. It's all goofy. Or it's all.
Give it for Osmosis Jones.
Osmosis. I heard there was a rumble at McGoobies. I heard through the grapevine.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I heard
Christopher
Titus fucking rumbled with somebody in the crowd.
Wait, what?
What?
I heard this today.
Christopher Titus got in.
I heard Titus, who's the man, by the way.
Dude, he has both Titus his hands rules.
Didn't he have like a dysfunctional family or something?
Yeah, probably.
I've heard about
he
that.
He loves cars. He's like a kick-ass liberal now.
Hot rods.
He's a badass liberal.
Is he really?
Yeah, dude.
Who likes hot rods?
He wears a headset on stage, and he's like...
Kind of rules, not gonna lie.
Sorry, I'm not racist.
Dude, he got both hands free. That audience member probably got fucked up.
Definitely.
Know?
What especially happened? Coming down from the stage?
Yeah.
I think he brought up Trump, and a guy was like, pussy. And he was like, hey, I'm a kick-ass liberal, you motherfucker. But Jamie I also love hot rods. I love hot rods.
Hot rods stink.
And the Democratic Party.
Hot rods are the worst fucking cars.
Hot rods
cars.
Do suck.
I don't like the look of them. I'm not going to work on it. I'm not going to work on that.
They're too sharp, right? Like they're like.
I think they're extremely round.
They look like punch. They look like PT Cruisers.
Oh.
I think they're incredibly round.
But like a 1970s Mustang is a hot rod, right?
Nah. That's just a muscle car.
I'm thinking muscle cars, bro.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, hot rod looks like a PT Cruiser with just like pipes coming out of the top of it. They're okay. Dumb. They stink.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
I would never devote my time to them.
Yeah. Carlisle used to have the auto show.
Yeah.
It'd just be 10,000 hot rods would descend upon Central Pennsylvania.
Dumbasses.
And they'd be like, you guys better take the vaccine. We're kick-ass Dems. What's cooler than a kick-ass Dem? I retract my statements on Bill Maher, dude.
Yeah.
I was pumped on him for a day. He had some good points, and then he had a rough showing last week.
Well, I think it's, you know, you got to swing back. You know, he had to swing back to make sure he didn't get labeled as right wing.
He's kind of a badass Dem.
He's a badass Dem.
He brought up one good point, though. I think, so tonight's the State of the Union, dude.
We
get to see Joe.
Yeah.
We get to see President Lamar Joe Biden. He gets to come out and talk his shit tonight.
Really?
He's going to come out and be like, I told you it was going to be good. Mm-hmm. It's going well.
True.
I do a good Russia? Biden. What do you think? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, but here, the Democrats are doing, one of the members of the squad is doing a rebuttal. So usually it's the other party. So after the State of the Union, usually the other party. So when Trump was giving it, a Democrat would give a speech that night as well. Like they did Schumer and Pelosi together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now a Republican's going to do it and a Democrat from the squad because Biden's not liberal enough.
Really?
It's going to be tight.
So he's going to get opposed on two
He's
going to
get
levels.
Opposed. Yeah.
Dude, is Biden getting third partied?
I would say the squad's probably closer to the third party.
Damn, dude.
He seems to be pretty Democrat.
Yeah.
Damn, he's going to get, they're going to rip his speech to shreds.
He's going
to
be sad.
Yeah, he's gonna be.
I hate thinking of Biden sad though. Like he's just a guy like, well, come on,
he's a geese, dude.
Why are these guys doing this?
there's a lot of points coming at me. There's gonna be a lot of points, dude.
There's gonna be a lot of good points.
A lot of good points from two different sides. That'll if you had dementia and people came with you like two sides of points, you'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's how. I mean, I don't have dementia, and if somebody who's like, someone's like, you're being a liberal pussy, I'm like, I love Republicans, and then someone's like, you're racist, I'm like, I love black people. Shut up.
Shane, you hate making Biden sad because your family's responsible for some of their greatest sadness.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It took me a second. Yeah, it's in there. It's
the
instilled.
Old corncob truck.
The corncob truck headed to the Gillis Mushroom Farm. Yeah. Laying the lumber, dude.
Actually, speaking of which, LeMaire is trying to state that most train accidents, subway accidents, to be specific, are not fatal.
Yeah. Yeah. Most subway accidents aren't fatal. Like, you get hit. You don't get, like, killed. You get, like, you get run over by the train.
What's
and then, like.
The, what? No, explain what? The reasoning.
What do you?
Why are subways? I thought you were talking. Non-lethal?
Wait, is this a statistic, or are you just coming up with this?
No, I saw a statistic on it.
I would imagine the statistic is like someone standing too close and getting hit by a door or something like that.
That's what I said.
That technically counts as a subway accident, dude. If you're talking about people in front of the train. That's got to be 99% death.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. And it's not that high.
Give me the reasoning for it, though. What's the reasoning?
Because it...
Do you think you can lay?
No, you think you're a little Homeward Bound 2 where you're under the truck at the end?
No, because like... All right,
Homeward Bound 2?
Because you get hit...
Was it San Francisco?
You get hit and you're like on it and it pushes you instead of like piercing you.
True. So you could stand in front of a car and if you got hit by it, you would just stay in front like Wile E. Coyote and a cannonball.
You become 2D and it's hilarious.
Lemaire says you can't die from a smush.
You get smushed, you get flat, you like your arm's gone for sure, and you can't die from a smush.
Yeah, it's just a big
yeah,
and then it runs you over and it just protects you.
It's just a lot of ooh.
You just stay on there on the windshield till the next stop.
Is you ever see a dog get run over by a car?
Yeah,
that's what it's kind of like. They just keep rolling. You just keep rolling under the train. So if the train stops on you, you'll die for sure. But if it like rolls past,
it's like you're like a speed bump. You speed over a speed bump, you barely feel it.
Yeah. That's how it would be for a train. It's definitely
those metal wheels.
Definitely connected to a track. Lemaire, this could be the dumbest thing you've ever
said. I'm telling you, dude, it's the truth.
And you are chock full of dumb statements.
I'm telling you, dude, it's true. There was a comedian like a couple years ago who got hit by a train and survived.
He tried to kill himself. He jumped in front of the track.
It was a lady, and I think she got chased. She survived.
Damn, she did the fugitive. She tried to do the fugitive jump.
Yeah.
I want to make a movie where a guy just dies, takes a super high jump, and that's the end. Yeah, he died. He's dead now.
I would like that.
That'd be nice. That's just the climax of the chase. He dies. FBI grabs the briefcase back, and they're like, all right, thank God.
Yeah, we did it.
Thank God.
He did that dumbass jump. He's dead. Yeah.
God damn, dude.
I don't know.
So, Lemaire, obviously, you're wrong, but dude, what else you got? Because you wanted to start talking about Russia, Ukraine.
No,
I said, please save it for the podcast because I cannot wait to hear it.
You guys were making fun of me for drinking, but I haven't been drinking. I've been drinking since the Russia war started. It's just
really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Russia got you fucked up. Yeah, they got me spooked. Yeah.
It's a little spooky.
Yeah.
The specter of nuclear war.
Yeah. I was like shaking for like the first 3 days. I was just shaking.
Really?
It
got you nervous.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about it?
I don't know. It's just like, okay. So one thing I noticed is like, I feel like this is the first time where like money has like, I don't know. I'm not a history guy.
Keep going.
I feel like this is the first time where like all the like money people are like, yo, Russia, what the fuck are you doing? We're going to take away all your funds. And I feel like that's going to stop them from doing crazier things, or it encourages them to do crazier things because they got nothing to lose now.
That's fair.
Yeah. And then that was spooking me. And then when they took Chernobyl, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, you don't like that. You want control of Chernobyl.
Yeah, I don't want control of Chernobyl. It's just like, what are they going to do with it? What are they going to do with Chernobyl?
Yeah.
Clean it up. Maybe they want to take it over and clean it up.
Yeah, it's pretty, they want to make up for their past mistakes.
Life is flourishing in Chernobyl right now, actually.
What's growing there?
Like a
three-eyed frog?
God damn it, dude. Lemaire's getting hit with clickbait on Facebook and being like, oh, this is true.
Dude, I'm watching Vice articles, Vice YouTubes. Yeah. I'm heavy into Vice. I know a lot about BBLs and Chernobyl livestock.
What's BBLs?
Brazilian butt lifts.
Oh, nice.
That's where they take the fat from the guts and put it in your butts.
True.
Yeah.
Dude, BuzzFeed just unleashed a really nice article about like, it was like 10 movies or shows if your guy is into their red flags. They just took every...
Oh, no. All the cool movies?
They Braveheart. Braveheart's one of them.
You're not supposed to like Braveheart?
No Braveheart. No Scarface. No American Psycho.
Scarface truly is the number one red flag, though.
You're not allowed to watch Scarface.
If you have a Scarface poster...
That's a whole different thing. Scarface poster.
If you're like,
this
is my favorite movie, Scarface.
Well, that's kind of racist, but go ahead.
Why is that racist?
You're describing like a bunch of black dudes from 1995.
No. They liked Belly. They liked Belly. Please,
Belly. Yeah, Belly.
American Psycho, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, V for Vendetta.
Those are all good movies.
V for Vendetta
though,
rules, dude.
The Punisher, Clockwork. Yeah, The Social Network is like, all right. I don't know what Scott Pilgrim versus like the World
Scott
is.
Pilgrim versus Scott the Pilgrim world? Versus the World's great. And if you like that, if you're a guy, it's just you're gay. It's like a fucking anime is. Rock and roll.
It's literally like, yeah.
Family
yeah,
Guy's it's number 10.
Yep.
What are you talking about?
Family
you
Guy.
Like Family Guy?
What the hell?
50 Shades of Grey. No guys like, they're actually right about that.
Family Guy has to be the number one background like sex show on like
yeah, every Pornhub. They're always watching Family yeah. Guy.
Dude. You always hear Peter laughing.
So maybe that is a red flag. if you're going to date someone that's going to talk you into making sex tapes for Pornhub,
just clapping
he's
going
to be watching Family Fair. Guy.
What do you think about Wolf of Wall Street?
That better not be on
red flag.
I like all the red flags.
Rick and Morty, Joker.
What?
On the bottom is
Boondock
American
Saints.
History X. That's the last
Saints.
One.
Yeah, like Braveheart. American History. No, American History X is like the reason why they say it's a prime example of a movie that goes the distance to teach you a lesson, but people inexplicably walk away from having gotten the wrong message. I remember the first time Let's I watched see. It, I was like, yeah, I think I might get into white nationalism.
That looks pretty cool.
I'd like to get fucked in my ass like that guy.
What about the mid-90s? You ever see that movie? The Jonah Hill movie with all the kid sex?
Is that BuzzFeed approved?
It's BuzzFeed.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably BuzzFeed approved.
Good.
Yeah. They have kid sex in that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they have
I
a little.
Must
yeah.
have blocked it out.
Yeah.
They had sex with the kids have sex with each other?
Yeah. There's like two kids who have sex in that movie.
How old are they in real life?
I don't know, but in the movie, they're 10 and 14.
Sick.
I was about to go safe, but
you're about to rip the safe.
I was about to say 10 and 14. Check swing.
Brought back, didn't cross the plate.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's pretty tight now. They're completely trying to put a vice grip on people's mentalities now.
Yeah.
This is not cool. None of this is cool. If you like this, you're a loser and you will be ostracized.
Can they put Napoleon Dynamite on that list?
That'd be war. Then I'm getting active in the streets. Then I'm organizing.
I am getting active.
Then I'm at, they don't want to mobilize.
They're going to have to put
dude.
Up a blockade because yeah, I'm coming.
It's going to have a bunch of fat cow signs.
Yeah, dude, there's a war against our culture right now, dude. It's Wait, not okay.
Hold on, what does that mean?
Tina, you fat cow.
Oh, you fat lord, dude.
Fat
it's a llama.
You fat lord.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I just watched that.
It's so funny.
Recently. Yeah, it holds up.
I saw it years. The first time ever and was like, what the fuck? I was a youngster and I went, what the fuck was that? I saw it again and was like, that's the funniest
Bro,
thing.
Bro, I saw Napoleon Dynamite about 4 to 5 times in theater and Waterboy about 4 to 5 times, dude. Couldn't stop going to the theater.
Waterboy crushes.
Waterboy is so Waterboy fucking good.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
I'm going back. Dude. I'm standing by QB Halloween, dude.
Yeah.
People still
that
talk
fucking
shit.
Ruled.
QB Halloween does rule. Dude. The same guy's trashing me for saying the Warrior was fucking retards, which it was.
What was the Warrior?
The one I talked about last week about the UFC
it was
tournament.
Tom Hardy,
two
Tom
brothers.
Hardy,
yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious. Though.
It's a Jonas bad movie.
A lot of people like it.
A lot of
people
like
enjoy
it.
The Warrior?
Yeah, that's on my red. That's on my. Fucking red flag BuzzFeed list. If you're a dude that's like the Warrior is so good, you are brain dead.
Yeah, it sounded pretty bad.
But Waterboy and Hubie Halloween.
Tell you what,
dude, Hubie
Homeward
too.
Bound 2, lost in San Francisco.
That's good.
Woo,
what about God. Babe Pig in the Big
Pig
City?
In the Big City? I didn't catch that one again yet.
I
caught Babe 1 recently. Pretty great.
That's actually very good. Isn't that a bit of a tearjerker?
Yeah.
I mean, the old man goes in. The old man does take a risk at the dog show. Dude. Everyone's like, he's bringing a pig?
Yeah.
That'll
Mr.
Do,
Hog. I think his name's.
Dude, the tears. That'll do pig.
That'll do pig.
Dude, I watched.
Babe fucking kills it.
Yeah. Babe's the best.
Dude, tens all across the board.
Yeah, of course.
What about you catch up on the American Tales? Any Five O Goes West or any of those yet?
Damn, Five O Goes West.
Yeah. I'm looking up every talking dog movie I can find.
All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Is that Talking Dogs?
Yeah, dude. All
right, I'll fire that up next. I'm sick. I've watched Homeward Bound, no lie, 9 times in the last, like,
Billy Madison has a talking dog for one scene.
I need the whole...
Speak for yourself, moron.
Maya needs, like, 80 to 20 ratio.
What's that?
She needs an 80 to 20 talking dog
talking
ratio.
Dog?
If humans start talking for too long, she goes...
Shaggy Dog, dude. She with Tim next. Allen.
Yeah.
That movie's all talking dog.
Really?
The Shaggy Dog, yeah. Tim Allen turns into a dog.
What?
Oh, you know what you need to watch is Milo Notice.
Ooh. Was that a dead dog?
Pug and cat.
Okay, that'd be good.
Wait,
I know one of them, the dog dies and it's super sad. Not Old Yeller. There's another
Milo
one.
Milo Notice,
Marley and me.
Marley and me.
So trying to avoid those. She's picking up on bad stuff now. So if something bad happens,
really?
She goes, no. So if a dog dies, it'd be trouble.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
You had no problem with killing dogs.
Is it Homeward Bound? Nah.
You have no problem.
Homeward Bound, the cat almost dies in the first one. It's kind of a...
Is it the live action movie?
No, Shadow. The dog, the golden retriever falls
into a
pit.
Shadow falls into a mud pit, but don't forget, Sassy almost drowns.
Oh, yeah.
Sassy falls in the river.
Dude.
Sassy, no!
They had to kill... Dude, they kill so many animals
in the live action one.
It's Milo Notice.
Oh, okay.
Milo Notice is the one where they...
That's the partners.
Tokyo Partners just were tossing fucking dogs at bears.
They're launching cats in Bound, though. The cats do like fucked up stunts.
Nice.
I think in 2, they roll a cat in a tube, and the cat's dizzy when it comes out.
I like cat. I used to make my cat dizzy.
Did you really?
Just to hold him. You could lay him on his side and spin him on the hardwood, and he would get up, and it was very fun.
We had a retarded cat. His name was Onyx. His tongue would always be out. He'd walk like this.
Did you name him after the club?
Yeah.
Lemaire, hold on. We're getting off track. I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. This is good stuff. But I need to hear Lemaire's takes on the war, bro.
So Chernobyl. Basically, like an Iceland Greenland type of thing. It's luscious.
This is all Twitter updates too.
True. So,
like, I don't know. I saw on the thing they said on the Twitter. Like, I was like, I hope I didn't. I was we the us.
Who wrote this? Joe Biden. Who wrote this speech?
Dude, I think the us. We need to. I don't want to go, but we have to go because we made a deal with the Ukraine that we would protect them if they gave up
talking NATO
and they gave up their nukes to Russia and shit. Yeah. But you know, you gotta go.
We're going in. Yeah. Boots on the ground.
It seems like there's a real heavy push for us to go in
to Russia
for oil.
Yeah, it seems like there's a pretty heavy push
trying to get that oil.
Trying to get that oil? What you talking about? Bitch, you cooking? I don't know. Look,
yellow cake.
Obviously, guys, I stand with Ukraine. Yeah. I've always stood with the Ukraine.
Oh,
I've been
dude.
Talking about the fucking
everyone was
famine
talking about
for
that
years.
Yeah,
bro.
Years before everyone was big
but
on Ukraine.
I get a little wary when I see the media fully lockstep. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Are you a social justice warrior? Join us.
Yeah, I get weary when
I don't like that.
When they put the crying kids on TV, I always get kind of like, that's sad and all, but I go, what are these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
There's kids crying. There's kids dying of starvation 24/7. No camera. There's no camera like, check that out.
You see Sam Hyde made it to Fox News?
How, again?
He is, some dumbass posted him a picture of him. So they said he was the ghost of Kiev. And they a terrible Photoshop. Samuel. And somebody, I think it was a Democratic senator, reposted it and was
Jesus
like, this guy's
Christ.
Absolutely owning the Russians. Get many more kills, Samuel. Or something. And then Tucker covered it. It was pretty tight.
Tucker
was like, that is not the ghost of Kiev. That is comedian Sam Hyde.
Dude, was the autist of Kiev real? There's some kid who's just fucking killing Ruskies.
No, like none of that's
it's real.
Really,
it's
not
real.
One of those things is real.
Yeah, I think
it's crazy. That's the other concerning part.
What?
It's like, why do you guys want us? It's a Marvel Reddit brain. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's very funny. It's why do you want us to think the war is so cool?
Yeah, posted that. The German dude who shared that. Good God.
Yeah. It's strange. It's strange for sure. It's also like, I don't think Ukrainians are winning at all.
I think, you never know. It seems like they're holding in tough.
So they're dug in.
I think.
Yeah, and
but
all the
knows?
Other forces are on the way too. So they're gonna have
who
the other NATOs.
Germans. Does Germany have to go through
no,
Poland?
No, NATO's
to get
not
to
going
Ukraine?
Into Ukraine.
No.
No.
I thought they were sending fucking troops.
They're not sending troops. They're sending weapons.
Weapons.
Germany,
oh, okay.
Which that would be good.
Yeah.
But
is Germany has to go through Poland to get to Ukraine, right?
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Damn.
Oh wait, Poland. Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Like, I think so.
Just passing through. Come on, guys. Yeah.
Hey, remember us?
Mind us.
Oh, and the Russians are on the other side. So remember what happened last time? A little tug of war of rape.
Yeah, it seems almost just ridiculous now.
Yeah.
Just a...
I don't get it. That's what I'm struggling
with. The war?
I don't understand.
Why?
Why Putin would do that.
Dude,
that's what I don't understand.
He's upset. He needs some puss, dude. He's horny.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah. I guess I never thought
dude,
of it that way.
Putin's horny, dude. If you're fucking horny, you'd blow up the Ukraine too.
How horny are you?
Dude, I'd blow up the Ukraine.
That's why you're mad. You wanted Chernobyl. You wanted
Chernobyl
for yourself.
Dude. I wanted all those three-eyed sluts.
Yeah. You wanted the girl from Futurama.
Yeah, dude, Leela.
You wanted a bunch of Leelas giving you a head.
That's good. Chernobyl is good pussy, dude. Chernobyl is good pussy. That's why they still have Noble.
That's that Chernobyl pussy. Yeah, dude.
Oh, this that Chernobyl pussy.
Very good, those Chernobyl pussies.
Yeah, it's
And those junk, guys, dude. Remember the thing about those guys on Snake Island telling them to go fuck themselves?
Yeah. Those guys didn't really happen.
Blew They're up. Not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know next to nothing about it. The only thing I think about it, last night I had to move to our temporary location while we remodel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of, I would complain and get pouty. Also, by the way, I'm very tired. Short fuse. If you tease me, I'll fucking spaz. Dude,
Matt almost fucked this guy up on the traffic spaz. On the way driving. Dude.
What happened?
Half bar dark chocolate in right now. I'm having like shoulder pains.
Oh, yeah. From dude. Our hard fucking hotel workout.
Yeah, dude. Well, no, I'm saying probably like pre-heart attack stuff.
Oh, nice.
Pain in my shoulder that comes every now and again.
That's just from us doing gay bench.
Probably.
Certainly.
But the, dude. I was up all night moving stuff, plasticking off. And that's my one. That's my one thought. My mom fucked me up.
Having
with that.
To immigrate, having to.
No,
fucking...
every time I start complaining and getting pouty, I'm like, I mean, obviously this is inconvenient. I'm very tired, but it's like I'd be so much more peeved if I was at war right now.
Yeah, if you were in a train station underground with your family for fucking a week.
Yeah, I think about that. And oh, I still am kind of like, yes, what I'm doing is pretty. I mean, it's not a 10 out of 10. It's a 3.
It's stressful, dude.
So, I mean, you know,
don't let the fucking Ukrainians steal your stress.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I had to talk myself out of last night. Be like, I mean, that is annoying. But, dude, what you're going through is genuinely very annoying.
You can be hungry. Yeah. Just because I'm fucking.
I didn't have dinner last
people
night.
People are starving doesn't mean you're not hungry.
I didn't have dinner last night.
That's tough.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't hungry, but I do like to eat anyway before I go to bed. And I denied myself that because I was too stressed.
You wanted a nice treat. I've seen you munch, dude. You munch.
I knew no idea.
You get on the road. It's munch time. It's party time.
It was party time, dude. I was tired from being, you know, from doing comedy in Salt Lake. I was basically comparing my situation apples to apples. And I was like, yeah, they had me beat on a couple of metrics.
Yeah.
But we're both very stressed out right now. I'm doing a remodel and I have to live in an apartment for 2 months.
Yeah.
Dude, I had to hang fucking sheets up for curtains last night.
Mm.
Actually, I do kind of like that though.
Curtain
sheets. I don't know, dude. I was doing it last night at like midnight, and I was like, if someone would hire me to hang sheets up in their house with thumbtacks instead of curtains, I could do that for the rest of my life. It's so satisfying.
Yeah, pushing that into a fucking wall,
right through cloth. Yeah. That was my only reprieve, dude.
You're gonna be a professional crack house remodeler.
I was telling Brittany I want to design the track.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's exactly what I told Brittany. Yeah. I was like, dude, I just want to go and design the trap. Scarface posters.
That would be sick. That'd be a great remodeling show. Yeah.
Dude, we have two different fucking colored curtains. She wanted to replace them. I said, no, leave green and blue. Let people see what's up. Yeah. One of them is a fucking rubber, like an elastic sheet.
Yeah.
You need to hang.
Call
like
it a grippy sheet.
Hang She's a 24-inch like, screen on the wall.
Yeah.
Get them a nice small TV with the wires hanging down.
You'd be
couple
surprised,
lawn
dude.
Chairs.
Big boys. You got some big boys.
Oh, I'm sure they like big TVs.
No, I used to inspect like fucked up like houses people were squatting in. It would be like 2 inches of water on the floor, little kids in their underwear running around, and you go to the bedroom and it'd be a big boy. Catch one of those on there.
That's nice.
And just a fucking, just a fat lazy dude, just a tired fat, just in bed like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, I'm here with the guy who owns this house and I have to check out how much renovations
I'm here to
it
kick
needs.
You out your house.
I wasn't there to kick. I was there to see like how much damage was done. And I had my little clipboard and I'd go into like, families in desperate crises and be like, hi, I'm here with investors and I'm here to look at the roof. Don't mind me. And I definitely won't tell anyone you're living here illegally. That's when I spied a dead dog in a basement one time.
Oh my God.
Dude, I didn't know how dangerous that was.
Did
I was,
you smell it?
Or
you
no, like, dude, oh. It was that dead. It was fucking, it was like bones
shit.
And fucking, it looked like fluff and bones.
Hell, wait, where was this?
It was like a basement of North
how
Philly.
Big this, how big was this dog, dude?
I would say, judging from it, was hard to tell without
how
any...
How big was this woofer, dude?
I'd have given it like a 40-pounder. Looking back at it, it was 45-pounder.
It was dead in the... They just left it in the basement?
Terrier. Oh, yeah. Dog died. Some sort of terrier died in the
put
basement.
Put it into the storage, dude.
Dude, these dudes, these investors, I went to a real estate seminar. I was such a demon for getting money when I was like 20 years old. Back when I was a realtor for 1 year, perfect record, sold zero houses. I tried to get at it from every angle. Dude,
you're the wolf of Broad Street.
I was. The investors had me. They're like, dude, all you got to do is just buy. I forget what they used to do. They would buy contracts for houses and leave in a weasel clause. So they would put in like a check saying you'll get this money if we, after we have a contractor come through and okay it, we'll buy it. And they would send out offers for like hundreds of houses. And in the meantime, try to, and they put them in for super low and then try to flip the contracts to like New York guys. Mm. So they never put any money down and took zero risk, but they would get to buy and sell houses. So I had to go through with a clipboard and check it off. Dude, it was like, dudes would come home like, what the fuck are you doing in my house? And I'd be like, oh, I'm just here to fucking check out.
Oh, God.
It was terrifying.
It's an easy way to get murdered. You'd be down there with that dog.
Yeah. True. There was one neighborhood one time where there was just 40, like 17-year-olds on one porch blaring music. Oh, and I was across the street. It was the craziest sight.
Oh, no.
That's like cute. That's like seeing those Russian troops and you're
it was,
like,
dude.
In your house.
It was.
Yeah.
I was just there with my little, I was like hiding my clipboard, but like, this shit's kind of fucking nerdy.
You can't be seen with a clipboard. Although they might have responded to that. You might have Coach Carted them. To the They might have been like, I'm not going to play for you. He'd be true. Like, get out of here then. The rest of you, I'm going to make you a champion.
True.
And then he would come back and be like, Coach, I'm sorry.
Coach, I'm sorry. I'm actually having problems. My mom's stressed from work. Yeah true. That would have been, I should have just went up on the porch. I was like, boys, like, hey, what fellas, are we doing
put
here?
One leg up on a step higher, a couple steps higher, lean forward.